Jeannie Lively.
Nancy Mackey.
And Joycelyn Miller. Okay. All right. No public forum other than the cat. And the minutes have been included. Does anyone have anything to add or amend in the minutes? All right, we have a motion to accept.
I second it.
All right, Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, guys have it. Okay, Nancy, let's just start with the treasurer's report and hope they get here. For me, can you, Bill? Anything?
No.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
We'd like it in the red. No, in the black. No, we like it in the black. What am I thinking? Okay.
Yeah, it's in the black.
It is definitely in the black. Well, thank you, Nancy. All right, we will accept that subject to audit, and we'll go to the budget. Nancy, do you want to say anything else about the budget before we vote?
I just wanted to just kind of sum up that next year's budget also shows us being in the black, winding up the year in the black, with a total income projected of $474,450 and total expense of $428,35, which they would leave us with a surplus for the year of $50,650. There really are no changes since we have last looked at it, so I think everyone had ample time to review and ask questions.
Okay, anybody have a question of Nancy? No? No?
No?
No.
There's so many of us here. Well, thank you for working on this, Nancy. It looks good. All right. I will. Are you ready? You want to talk about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
We do need to vote. So let's have a motion to accept the budget. 2021 to 2022.
I make the motion that we accept it as written.
All right. I'll second it. Can I do that? I guess she can. All right. Okay. She'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. It feels kind of strange in here, doesn't it?
It does.
Doesn't feel quite the same. Okay, we're ready for director's report.
So July, our circulation's up 30%. Electronic materials circulation is 5%. We had 186% increase in new patrons. We had a decrease in our computer use. And I've been looking through trying to figure out why, and I can't really tell you why. But anyway, just have that for this for July. We had an 88% increase in visitors to the website with a 73% increase in the sessions. ILLs went down a little bit for those we received, about the same for shipped. We added 57 books for the adults collection, 9 DVDs, 44 children's books, 20 YA books, and 3 YA DVDs. July, we wrapped up our summer reading in July, and the increase in our program attendance, and you know that we've been seeing an increase in the numbers up here in June and July, a large part of that is due to the activities that were part of summer reading. We were able to reach out to children and teens and make some really useful contacts, and they have been very helpful to us as we have planned future activities. Obviously, we're meeting a lot of new families if you look at the new cards that are being issued. Plus, there's some families that just started to come back this summer, and we've reconnected with them. So it's, you know, things are going. We'll see what happens over the next few weeks, but things seem to be going. There's a list of our September events. Some of them are the ones we've had going on. We do have a Stop the Bleed class, which is and CPR, and it's what to do if there's a, you know, someone is injured and bleeding pretty heavily. We have kits to use for that, and it's training plus basic CPR. We brought back Lego time for kids pre-K through fifth grade. Two new things are the Adult Dungeons and Dragons group that starts the 9th and a Teen Dungeon and Dragon group the 10th. And I'll have more details on that next week. They're being led by volunteers from the community. We had a really good reaction when we floated the ideas, so we'll see what happens. Of course, our book clubs are still meeting. We have toddler time, and we're starting experimenting with the teen writing club. The library is closed Monday, September 6th for Labor Day. And if you'd like to see the attendance at the July events, I printed out the sheet where we keep track. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty good. There were a couple of things that weren't tracked, like the book club for adults. I know there were people there. For some reason, this wasn't counted on here. And we'll catch up on that, but if you'd like to see those numbers.
Maybe we need to report to you how many were there.
You might remind us. I think that we get going and we miss those things that we get used to seeing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
How did the bad poetry go?
Oh, that was so funny. And I'm going to try to have pictures next month when we meet. It started out just a couple of people signed up, but they went out and recruited people outside, so we ended up with six contestants, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. We had concern for one contestant because she would just take a big bite of the pepper. Most of them were like little bites. She would chomp off a big bite and chew it and then start to read the poetry, and she didn't make it all the way through. After it, she did the third round, and she goes, "Okay, I'm done. You know, I'm not doing anymore." So, I'll have pictures next month. It was hilarious.
Were those the same peppers that were up here?
Yes.
I took some of those, and I've bit into one of the
orange
ones.
Oh yeah, that's the.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I almost didn't get home.
It was hot.
What am I going to do?
So, yeah, but we took some good pictures where you can see people kind of sweating and stuff. So, we'll have those next month.
Now, the poetry, they had not written, had they?
The very last round, they had to write their own poems.
Okay. All right.
But everything else was other poetry.
Okay.
Or song lyrics and things like that.
Yeah.
I really wanted to come, but I
I was asked if the writing club, and maybe Nancy has a better idea of this, the adult writing club that you used to have, was it going to reconstitute? This was in our book club.
Well, Julie and I have talked about it. We actually have a lady that just moved here from Pflugerville or Round Rock, that area down there, and she was a member of a club. And she came in and was interested in it. So Julie and I talked with her, and she and I talked. But I'll let her know that someone else asked.
Well, I think there were two in our book club who showed an interest in it.
Okay. I mean, let me see where she is on that. You know, she's still talking with that lady or what's happening.
Okay.
So I'll check.
All right. Any questions of Jeannie? No? Bill? Any questions of Jeannie?
No.
Right. Okay. Well, the next item is the personnel policy, and it is attached here somewhere.
It should be in there.
Yep. There it is.
I don't think we can vote on the personnel policy.
The volunteer personnel policy?
No, because I don't think it was posted
in time.
On the agenda.
Okay.
In a timely manner for the public notice.
Okay.
Can I just say?
Just my opinion. Does anybody else disagree with that?
Well, I don't disagree, but there are areas. No one here from the public forum. This is library business. This is the third month, I think, we postponed it. I think because of its importance to the volunteers, and it is a policy that I think we all agree on, I think we could vote to approve it. Now, that's my opinion, that it's business that we need to get done, and there isn't anyone here to object to it or want to know what we're doing.
What do you think, Nancy? Are you okay with that?
Well, it has been, we have reviewed it in the past.
Yes.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, the changes are in here.
Yes.
So.
And there were.
Minor.
Two.
Yeah, I just added some.
Just two. I think there were two small changes in wording that we made. All right. Well.
Yeah, I make a motion we approve.
All right.
Long-term personnel policy.
Motion has been made, and Nancy, can you second it for me?
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's going to be easy to do the minutes today. They're all the same. Well, all right. They'll be happy to have that done, I'm sure. Okay. The ad hoc committee, I've talked to Melanie on Friday, and she said that the conditions on the contract were approved with a couple changes, 45 days instead of unending on our getting the zoning redone. By the way, the zoning committee meets tomorrow. I saw that that it meets tomorrow, so we missed this one for introduction, but we had to get on the agenda for this. But she said they I called, and they have a full agenda, so they couldn't have gotten us on it, even if we'd asked last week or whatever it was. There's a lot on it. So we have that, but it is still at the lawyer's office for the deed restriction on Lot 2. Lot 2 is still that deed restriction. Nancy, did you by chance hear anything from your daughter or daughter-in-law's? You don't know anything more than I do? No.
No.
Okay. Tell me his name again. Is it Baird?
Thomas Baird.
Baird. How do you spell it? B-A-I-R-D?
Yes. B-A-I-R-D.
Okay.
And my daughter probably wouldn't know this is even going on because he
okay, sure.
That. Yeah.
Okay. But he's looking at it to see what has to be done to get it done. One of the people who signed the original deed back 30 some odd years ago has died. And so they have to determine who it is that has to sign it now. That can be done. It's just a matter of finding who it is that needs to sign that to get the deed restriction changed. So as soon as we get that notice from the lawyer, it doesn't have to be changed before it can be signed and finished, but we do have 45 days then with an extension if we need it.
They did agree to the price, correct?
They did agree, yes. Yes, they did agree to the price, so that was good too. Everything. So we're waiting. It's just a waiting game at this point, but they are definitely interested in helping us and so forth. I think I told the two of you, Bill, they said, he said, oh, I thought I gave some land. This is Sam Feaster. I thought I gave some land to the library. Well, we determined that maybe he owned this land in the beginning.
Well,
he didn't. No, we bought the land from the Denmans. But
right.
But I think this piece of property he had owned because he probably owned the whole block. And that's what he was thinking anyway, that he... But this land probably did belong to him before the Denmans bought it. And so I did correct that we had not owned property until that point. So anyway, that was kind of interesting. Well, I gave some land to the library. All right. Do we have a Friends report, Nancy?
No, that's the Friends, and they meet every other month.
Okay.
So. I think they're
meeting is the 27th, so we should be able to get something from them. Good. Thank you. All right, for the September board meeting, what's on the calendar?
Do the contract for the audit, the annual audit.
Yeah, okay, contract.
What's that?
Contracts for the annual audit.
Okay.
And his name is, I've forgotten his name.
The same guy.
You're the same guy.
The same guy.
Oh, there we go. Same guy. Okay.
I'll think of it 30 minutes.
Me too. All right. Anything else that, Nancy, do you have anything that needs to come up?
I can't remember if, no, I don't think there's anything. I think the investment policy will be in October.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's in October.
Yes.
Okay.
We will probably have a good report next time for the acquisition, so that will be on the agenda anyway for that again. All right, anything else before we adjourn? That was short and sweet, wasn't it? All right, I am open for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Nancy, you want to second it?
Ziggy's already left the baby.
Oh, okay. He decided to. All right. But I'll take that as a second. All in favor? All right. This is the usual meeting. We never got here and we never got Barbara.